Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Steel Talk, and I am your host, Geraldine Steele, and my first guest tonight is Kelly Groslogs. And if you haven't heard of her, let me tell you about her. To say many people are struggling with grief and loss these days is definitely an understatement. From the loss of loved ones to the horrific tragedies happening across our country and the world, not to mention many people are still dealing with the impact of the pandemic. Well, Kelly is a nationally known grief expert, speaker, and author based right here in the Twin Cities with more than 25 years of experience working in oncology, end-of-life, and grief counseling. She is known for her conversations with Kelly, interactive speaking engagements to alleviate the suffering of those experiencing deep loss, exploring grief and loss, as well as hope, resilience, and peace. Welcome, Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, Geraldine, what an honor. It's such a great honor to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, so COVID is still raging a bit. Some states are starting to see an increase. Many of us are tired of it, yet many of us are going forward. I think lifting the rules and how we should live or wear masks or get, you know, vaccinated or new boosters, whatever it is, it seems to be working. People are starting to calm down. Are you seeing that?
Well, what's interesting is in my field as a grief therapist, I am dealing a lot with, yes, people are ready to move on, but where I work is with the people that remain impacted by it, even if their loss happened in 2020. We're having what I would call kind of this delayed reaction in terms of our grief, our loss, our trauma. And so for those of us that work in the field of grief and loss, I think for many people, it does feel like people are moving on, but I'm really holding the space for the people that, you know, their lives have been impacted more than they need to get a vaccine or they need to wear masks or they need to social distance. These are the people I'm working with have been deeply impacted either from a death from COVID or a job loss, or they've had somebody in their family die during COVID, which we all know looked very different than prior to the pandemic. So yes, in one hand, part of us is moving on, and then there's a whole community here in our country that are dealing with their own significant losses, complicated by all the turmoil and the trauma that's going on in our country.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing for me. I noticed that we have to all of the death that happened here. Many of us grieved from those loved ones or dear friends or even coworkers. And we knew that we lost people. I don't know anyone that didn't lose someone that was very dear to them. I know that acknowledging that we have and are all experiencing grief and loss is very important. If we don't acknowledge it, then we don't realize that we have it as deeply as we do. So what should we do in order to help ourselves to understand that we are all experiencing this and that it's okay to do it, and then how to do it to make sure that you get it out of your system as much as possible?
So I like what word you used, which is acknowledge. Many of us are familiar with five stages of grief, and one of the stages is acceptance. And truly, as we lean in more to our grief, we realize that asking people to accept some of these horrific losses is unbearable and not even really appropriate. So we ask that, and we work, I work with people on, can you acknowledge it? Can you acknowledge that this loss happened? Can you acknowledge and embrace what it has and how it has impacted your life? And to know that there's not a timeline on grief, that really, if you've lost somebody that you love and you've been very close to them, I often say one of my taglines is that when you love deeply, you will grieve deeply. And if you've spent a good amount of time loving somebody and attached to somebody, you will spend the rest of your life integrating that loss. And so one of the most beautiful ways is to acknowledge, is to say the name of the person, is to write about them, is to donate to a charity in their honor. But keeping them alive in the best way that you can through stories, through talking about them. Geraldine, with COVID deaths, one of the things that I'm really working with people on, because what has become so much the focus is that they died from COVID, and that we're forgetting that these people also had this life prior to their death. And so working with families to also remember the life of the person, and not that they're just a number in our statistics and in our reports that come out about, yes, they died of COVID. There are a lot of complications with people who have died from COVID in terms of the grief. But please, if you're listening to this and you've had a family member die from COVID, it's really important that you also honor their life and not just how they died.
Okay, so we learned some of this right in the middle of COVID. We knew that 2020 was very difficult. We didn't know which way to go, left or right. And then 2021 came, and there was a bigger, better understanding of this whole pandemic and what each of us are going through, not just our American families and our American friends. We're talking throughout the world. There were people on social media that were from all over the world saying, I'm so sorry if you lost someone. I'm thinking about you. I've lost someone. So we had a chance to have very interesting, strange even relationships with people we don't even know, but we had that one thing in common, that we lost someone and we are grieving that someone. Where are we today?
Well, I think I would like to see us embrace a little bit more of that. I think you're absolutely right. I think we bonded with the world in a lot of ways because we were going through it. Now we have pandemic fatigue. We have grief fatigue. We have a lot of things that, you know, we're tired of, and it's understandable. Mm-hmm. But I would love to go back to those times where we reached our hands out to people we didn't know metaphorically and held that space for them. And you didn't see, you know, I mean, obviously, on social media platforms and different things, there can be a lot of hatred and a lot of judgment and those things. But it was like we were in this together in the beginning. And you're right. And whether you lost somebody or not, your life was impacted by the pandemic. And it was kind of it gave me hope in humanity. I think some of that remains. I will also say that, unfortunately, we are really, you know, saturated every day with unfortunate things that happen. Uvalde, Buffalo, all the different things that are happening. And again, compounding that on top of what we're already have been through in the last couple of years, it's a lot for us. So to be very mindful and to kind of go back to, I'm really working in my own life to kind of go back to, okay, we had to be very intentional about connection in the beginning of this pandemic and in 2020, 2021, and not just physical connection, but really reaching out to people. And I hope that we can get some of that back and not lose some of those things that we gained in terms of that. While when we realized we weren't able to connect with people, it became very important to connect with people. And, you know, because we realized how much that mattered in life.
You know, I don't know if it would have been different as an epidemic, but as a pandemic, each of us, I believe, Americans specifically, have really learned how to see through the grief, how to see, you know, the joy of that person, the love of that person. We concentrate more on positive things, at least I do, more so today, now that we feel as though we are nearing the end. Of course, we're hearing the surge happening, but most of us feel as though it will be over soon. So if we're trying to move forward, how in the world do we begin?
Yeah. Well, it's going to look different for everyone, right? So, again, I think moving forward doesn't have to mean we forget what we've been through. I think it's not an either-or situation. It's a both-and situation. It's both. We remember what we've been through as a country. We remember the struggles that maybe we had. And we take those and we use those things, those learnings that we have, whether it's gratitude, whether it's forgiveness, whatever that may be, and we use those as we walk forward, because we are moving forward. I mean, it's also important to remember that some of us are moving forward with a much heavier heart and a much more difficult time, and that it's when I work in with COVID bereaved, so people that have actually lost people with COVID, one of the things that's been so striking to me, Geraldine, is when they say things like, I wish I had the luxury of going forward and just knowing that I don't have to wear a mask at the grocery store, or that I don't have to social distance, or that I can go back to my office. For them, it's different. So moving forward is more about integrating how different their lives are and truly having to balance for them how much they subject themselves to news about COVID. Because if you think about it, if you've lost somebody to COVID and they're very, very close to you, it's hard to get away from the subject matter versus if somebody in your family died of heart disease. You're not inundated every single day with heart disease. And so I'm being very sensitive and mindful that, yes, I'm ready to kind of get back, lean back into life, knowing that it's not our new normal, it's our different. And that's, you know, the event that I have coming up, why we titled it Embracing the Different. Because I think to strive to get back to our new normal can be complicating to people, because what is normal, right?
What's normal? I mean, exactly. We define it individually at this point. We really do. Exactly. And I'm glad you brought up the event, because it's being held this Tuesday, June 14th at Mount Olivet Lutheran Church of Plymouth. And that's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And tickets can still be purchased on Eventbrite.
That's right, Geraldine. And so on Eventbrite, and if you search Conversations with Kelly or Embracing the Different, and we do have some tickets left. We are, because of COVID, we are limiting the amount of tickets so that we can keep a safe environment for people coming. And it's the Mount Olivet in Plymouth Church. Really excited to get back into our live events. It's been 2.5 years, and I'll tell you, people are so excited to be in community again. I want to reassure people we're going to do our best to keep the environment safe in terms of from the virus. But people right now, Geraldine, are really needing to connect. And so we're going to be talking about grief and loss. We're going to be talking.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people are talking about grief and loss, by the way. Not just you, but so many others here in the great state of Minnesota. Now, this event will be held Tuesday. Again, that's this Tuesday, June 4th. 14th at Mount Olivet Lutheran Church of Plymouth, and that's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite. You do not want to miss it. Kelly, I am so glad that you joined us tonight, and I'm so thrilled
Geraldine, thank you.
You are in this business. I hope I have you on again, so thank you so much.
Geraldine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.